McGinnis met McDonald in June 1979 in Huntington Beach, California. McGinnis had just finished Going to Extremes, a work of reportage about Alaska that was to restore him the reputation he had lost with the Dream Team and Heroes, and establish him as a humorist of no inconsiderable gifts. He was in California as a visiting columnist for the Los Angeles Herald Examiner, writing a column of light, sharp commentary. However, the meeting with McDonald put a halt to McGinnis's traffic with comedy and brought him to a genre, the true crime novel, in which he had never worked. Fortunately for him, the books of this genre published in America today apparently need to fulfill only one requirement, that they be interminably long. And when Fatal Vision, the true crime novel McGinnis eventually wrote, weighed in at 663 pages, it ensured for itself the place on the bestseller list that its publishers had anticipated when they gave him a $300,000 advance. McGinnis was led to his subject by an item he read while scanning the Los Angeles newspapers for topics for his column. The Long Beach Police Officers Association was sponsoring a dinner dance to raise funds for the legal defense of Jeffrey McDonald, a local physician, who was about to be tried for murder. McGinnis remembered the crime, which had occurred 9 years earlier. On February 17, 1970, McDonald's pregnant wife, Colette, aged 26, and his two daughters, Kimberly and Kristen, aged 5 and 2.5, were bludgeoned and stabbed to death in the family's apartment at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, where McDonald was serving as a doctor in a Green Beret unit. McDonald was charged with the murders and then cleared by an army tribunal, but his story about waking up to the screams of his wife and older daughter, and about seeing four intruders, three men holding clubs and knives, and a woman with long hair holding a candle and chanting, "Acid is groovy," and "Kill the pigs," led to no arrests, and continued to raise the question of why no traces of the intruders had been found in the apartment, and why McDonald had been merely knocked unconscious and slightly cut up when his wife...